Hey, Chevra. It's always a schuss to be together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Very, very holy days. Very holy days. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the final Shabbos of the year. Scary. It can't be scary. It's going to be incredible. Shouldn't be scary. It should be incredible. It's such hope and such ischachus that Hashem is going to come. That we're yearning for and davening for. And Mirz Hashem is going to be. You know, I don't like to ever... I try not to, for a lot of reasons, to single out anyone at the shir. But before we begin anything, I gotta welcome Yosef here. Because I have to explain to the chevra why I'm doing this. Not, there's always at the shir guys who pop in and... Married guys who come once in a while, and then you have the core, you know, core chevra of the few ages that generally come. And this year, you have certain guys that are kaveh every week, certain guys that come every week. Yeah, we love everybody, But the reason, and then a guy pops in, you're not going to point out every guy. It doesn't work that way, obviously. However, I'll tell you why I'm pointing out Yosef, not just because I love him, he's like a son to me, and he knows that, but because Yosef, the chevra should know, this year has been going on for like, I don't know, 15 years, pretty much. And Yosef is part of really the first chevra that started this shir. MS was a year older than him. But you see, at any given time, the shir really is compiled of like 2-3 ages mainly. And then it's chevra that pops in or whatever it might be. But it's mainly, 2-3 ages. The years when you come back from Eretz Yisrael until guys start getting married. And then it's really those ages. Generally, that's who this shir is mainly for, even though... It's open to the whole world. Anyone wants to come, can come. Some years or some seniors that join, whatever it might be. So Yosef was the second year of the chevra, really. And when the shir actually became like more of a shir, so Yosef was a part of that. To have him back, and he was never. I don't think you've ever been by shir in this bias. It's only in the old bias, right?
The old bias.
I'll tell you even one more. In the years of having shir, there was one time in history. That we had a woman at the table during shir. A few times there were women that listened from outside. One time, I don't know, do you remember? You don't remember, I'm looking, you don't remember. One time in history, there was a woman in the table shir. It was Yosef's wife, Naomi, when you were engaged, you were chasan and kala. One week, I don't remember what it was, maybe it was late, and we only had, like, it was very small, it was like 3-4 guys. And somehow you came with Naomi, and she sat at shir. It was one time, so that's a very special stat. I don't know, whatever it is. So we all of us, and Echever knows that this year, on a personal level, is so special to me. I love the Chrayas and just Koveitim in such a way, and learning with this Chevra year in and year out. And there's such special Ksharm that have been built for those who want to be Moiser Nefesh and still show that even though it's very late at night and it's been a long week. Hey, what's going on, Sadek? Bring a chair, bring a front. Sheiliezer, wow, sushi Chevra. What's going on? Beautiful, sushi Chevra. Just don't mix with the meat. Lamaisa, so we all, myself included, Akar Satov to Yosef and his chevra, the chevra before, the year before him, they really were the beginning talmidim of this shir, and have a chilek, and everything that's been going on here, and everything that's built. So Meretz Hashem be built chos for you, and you build the mishpacha, simcha and bracha. Okay, before we begin, Yishai Elezer, bring your chair close, all right? But again, just all the shir, all the chizik tonight, all the Torah tonight, all the service tonight, being sponsored, first of all, anonymously, for Refuah Shleima. It's not anonymously, but by Mishpacha, that I'm very, very close to and that I love, and that, Mir Hashem, first of all, that for a good Gevench Yor of Simcha and Bracha, for them, for the entire family, and for Refuah specifically, for Shmuel Gabriel, the Reza Naomi, Reza Naomi. Just to Simcha and Bracha and Refuos and Yeshuos in a big year of Simcha and Bracha. And also sponsored anonymously again, Refuah Shleima for a very special person and I'm so close to his children and we've been davening for it, but I wanted to say we added a little bit to the name that hopefully Shinai Hashem, Shinai Hamazel, and it's going to be for Refuos and Yeshuos for Eliezer Rafal and Sarah Sima. Eliezer Rafal, so everyone should have him and our tefillas, Bez Hashem, we're going to have Bez Hashem with the change of name, big change of mazel, with Bezer's Tovus, our Fuos and Yeshuos, Bez Hashem, so Sharech El Yisrael. And Amir Hashem, Chevra has to understand, Rosh Hashanah, Everyone translates Rosh Hashanah as the beginning of the year. Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. But Shana is also Meloshon Shinoi. And Shinoi means change. You know, sadly, we get caught up in our everyday lives and we think, yeah, let's be real. If you really stop and think about it, next year is just going to be another continuation of this year. Slight differences, ups and downs. But the emphasis is that's not true. You think back year in year out, it's a whole new world. Every year is a whole new world. You think back to what this past year brought. You have mom's looking at her. You have Yishai Eliezer. Yishai Eliezer, your tefillahs last year, but now you're a chassan. Yeah, no, MS, that's a massive change. Massive change. It's tremendous. You think back, that was from Rosh Hashanah. And lo aleinu, unfortunately, there were saras that happened this year from Rosh Hashanah. And Baruch Hashem, simchas and many simchas. And so it's real. It's MS and it's Rosh Hashanah. So Mir Tashem, it's going to be Shinoi only L'Toyv. Nepach miyagun l'simcha. And both Shmuel Gavriel ben Rezon Ami and Eliezer Rafal ben Tzarsima is going to see big Shinoi for L'simcha and Bracha, Refuos, Yeshuos, Pesach, Shachar, Yisrael. I was thinking about the other day, just a few days ago. A few days ago was September 11th. Most of you in this room were very, very, very small. You were just even, some of you maybe weren't even alive. I don't know. Weren't alive yet? Wow. Weren't alive yet. Many in the room weren't alive yet. What's going on? Okay. Great. Yosef, you were. There you go. Now we get to Yosef. Yosef was already in DRS.
No, you weren't in DRS yet. I'm joking. As he came down.
In DRS? It was your first year. It was your freshman year.
You're at a few kids.
Well, your freshman year. I wasn't in DRS yet. But Lamaisa. Lamaisa, I was in DRS as like a chabur. I wasn't teaching yet in DRS. But Lamaisa, so September 11th, I remember a story. I don't remember who the Rav was. But a few days after that terrible tragedy, there was a Rav who went to the Makom, went to the site. And that site was the site of Gehenim al Oretz. I remember personally going to that site, ground zero, a few months later, literally 3 months later, I went for the first time. I couldn't bring myself to go. I didn't want, like, on Chanukah, I remember I was at a family Chanukah party, and there was a cousin of mine that we offered myself a chance to drive him back, drive the family, my cousin and his wife, and back to the city. And we were there, and we said, you know what, we're going to go see. And I remember 3 months after it happened, what type of Khurban it was, what type of Gehenim it was, still smelled like incredibly, and smoke was still rising. Smoke was rising from the Makom. It wasn't fully put out, and there was still like part of the building a little bit like up, and it was, and people everywhere crying. 3 months later, people everywhere crying, and still the signs on all the trees, like looking for loved ones. It was pachad meira. So here was a few days later. September 11th happened during Yimei Slichos. It was just a few days before Rosh Hashanah. So Rav went to that Makom right before Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, maybe the day before. I don't remember exactly. And he went to the Makom, and he just went there, and he screams out, HaMelech! That was it. That was the only word he says. Again, we could get into his head what his machshavas were exactly. But what he was saying was clear to me. That was everything is the Rabbanu Shalom. Everything is the Rabbanu Shalom. What we understand is the Rabbanu Shalom. What we don't understand is the Rabbanu Shalom. The same Rabbanu Shalom that allowed this to happen, the Rabbanu Shalom that's going to bring tikkun and is going to fix and bring refuos and yeshuos. Everything's a melech. And when you believe and you know everything's a melech, you could accept and you could deal and you could say there's a plan and there's a reason. And it just, something that makes absolutely no sense makes all the sense in the world when you say a melech. Otherwise, life is crippling. Without a melech, life is mamish one, it's just a life of churban. And depression. I don't know how you have answers to anything because it's a difficult world sometimes. And when it's HaMelech, you have all the answers. Not that you understand, but I know understand it's HaMelech. And that's all I need to know. And that's the avodah of all of Rosh Hashanah, HaMelech. The avodah of all of Rosh Hashanah, people get it all wrong, we'll understand. Right? We're not really doing tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. Wait for Yom Kippur for that. That's all Yom Kippur, that whole avodah. Rosh Hashanah, pay attention to the tefillos. It's all HaMelech, and we'll understand why. Because how could I do tshuva? How could I actually feel bad about something that I did? How could I actually repent? How could I actually return? How could I actually want to grow if I don't first know there's Hamelech. And that Hamelech is the impetus that will turn my whole life around. If I really believe that, I really believe that there's a Melech Malchim Lachim, and he's running the world, and he's watching over me every moment, and he's taking note of everything I do. It's a different life. It's a different life. Now, what's the avod of the day? We have to understand how this plays a role in that Hamelech. The avod of the day, the mitzvah hayom. Vad, obviously, there's so much tefillah, but tefillah is every day. It's just a different type of tefillah, more enhanced tefillah. The mitzvah of hayom is shofar. If there's one mitzvah that defines Rosh Hashanah, it's shofar. We have a lot of minhagim. We're going to have simanim. We're going to dip the apple in the honey. All these things are precious and beautiful. Do tashluch, some of us, on Rosh Hashanah. And there's a lot of tefillah. But hopefully I could daven well today also. The avodah that's different, the avodah that separates, the avodah of the day, the mitzvah ayom is shofar. And we have to understand how to shofar, if I'm saying all of the Rosh Hashanah is hamelech, is malchus, is be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and recognizing that, how does shofar play a role? What is that? So I want to share an idea. I want to start with something some of us learned together last year. Maybe you remember in Camp Hask. Something that Rebbe Nachum brought to me for that. And we're going to develop it in a deeper way tonight. Just start with Rashi Prakim, something that was a little Chazara. You know, Chazal teach us, it's Yerushalmi and a Medrash, that just like we keep Torah, Hashem keeps His own Torah. Whatever exactly that means. Kaviyachal, obviously, but Hashem keeps His Torah. So if Hashem keeps His Torah, we have a mitzvah to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Right? Every one of us, we're going to hear the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Beautiful. Where do we find Hashem blowing shofar? Because Hashem keeps His Torah. Where do we find Hashem blowing shofar? I thought of something last night, and this last year, and this year, I saw Rav Kluger, who we're going to build upon on this, brings down in Malaych. When was Rosh Hashanah? What happened on Rosh Hashanah that defined the day as Rosh Hashanah? What happened on Rosh Hashanah? Why is that day Rosh Hashanah? Oh, it's the beginning of the year. Now it's the beginning of the year. Why is the beginning of the year then on Aleph Tishrei? Because that's the day of Bria, the day of creation of man. Right? The world started being created in Chaf Hei Elul, and Aleph Tishrei was when man was created. And that's the day then when man sinned, and man started doing tshuva, so it's a big day of tshuva and coming back. What happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man? What did He do to create man? What does the Pasuk tell us we all know? Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. What did Hashem do? He blew into His nose, into His nostrils, a living soul. Vayipach ba'apov. So we find when on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem blowing. Mamish. You can't make this up. It's incredible. If you never... So we find, Mamish, you want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu blowing shofar? He blew a neshama into each and every one of us. He blew a neshama into each and every one of us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew shofar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me a very special matana last year. Some of you may, I don't know if anyone was in Camp Hask when I spoke last year at this time, but you remember this speech? I don't know, I spoke a few times. But Lameisa, if you take, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me a special matana. If you take Gematria, Vayipach, exactly, you got Mamish, this is a special matana. Vayipach ba'apav neshama. Vayipach ba'apav neshama. Trust me on this. Isn't Gematria 598? Exactly. This is my zeh shofar. This is shofar. Vayipach ba'apav neshama is shofar. Mamish. Siyat deshmai. But it's one. That's Hashem blowing shofar. But we have to develop this in a deeper way tonight. Exactly what that means. Beautiful. It's cool. Okay. Blowing. You know, like. But is there something much deeper here? There's something much deeper. You know, it's amazing to realize that the blowing of shofar, that mitzvah, is unlike any mitzvah we do all year long. It's done completely with breath. It's completely with the neshima. There's no dibor, it's not words. It's not even with, obviously, we try to do machshava, but there's no maisa, really. It's with our hands in any way. It's not kli maisa. It's just breath. What are the mitzvah? The whole year, nothing else. With breath. What's pshat? So if Kluger explains, very beautiful, deep idea. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do when He created mankind? When He blew a neshama into you and I? You know what He did? And this is the phrase that I'm sure you're all familiar with. It's a little bit of a Kabbalistic phrase, but it's well known. He made yesh me'ayim. He made yesh me'ayim. He made something from nothing. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that can make Yesh Me'ayin. Anything we create in this world, by definition, is Yesh Me'yesh. We could take the creations of the world and build upon it. Yesh Me'yesh. Bare creation is all Yesh Me'ayin, which is only Yebishter, only their bonus Shalom could create Yesh Me'ayin, something from nothing. And in mankind, that was Hashem blowing a neshama into each and every one of us. And that neshama then is chelek elokam yimal mamash. The way that he made Yesh Me'ayin and that we exist is vayipach, when you blow. Think about it, when we blow. When we blow, and the Baal Tanya says this beautifully, explains this, and some of you might be familiar. When you blow, you take your insides. It comes from within you. And you blow your inside. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, meaning he blew from within himself into us. That's the source of the famous words of the Baal Tanya and others, that our neshama is chelek elokam yimal mamash. It's part and parcel of God. And that happened on Rosh Hashanah. That was Hashem's blowing of shofar to make Yesh Me'ayin. You know what happens when you have Yesh? When you have something? Then there's something tangible, something there. And then you can start to think you are something. Then you can start to think there's some substance to this. It's not nothing. And we get carried away. And lo aleinu, forget about where it came from. Because there's something substantial. Lo aleinu. The avoda of every yid is once you understand that on Rosh Hashanah we became Yesh Me'ayin, we got to break ourselves back and take that Yesh that was Me'ayin and go back to Ayin. Meaning to go back to recognize in actuality, I'm nothing. And what that means is not low, we should have very high self-esteem and realize that I could accomplish that and I could learn and I could daven. But ultimately, I'm nothing without Hashem. It's all from Hashem. Without the Eibishter, I'm Ayin. Mamish Ayin. The Sfas in Parshas Bahar, he says this so beautifully. It's amazing. You know what he's talking about here in Parshas Bahar? Shemitah. Shemitah and Yovel. So this year, we're at the very end, the last few days of Shemitah, to read this piece, Kodesh Kedoshim. It says, K'mosha kasa b'svarim ha-kedoshim. K'mosha kodesh baruch hu bara yesh me'ayin. K'en srichin b'nei Yisrael, listen to the lashon, lachzer ha-yesh le'ha'ayin. Our avoda is to return that yesh to ayin. Because it's to recognize I'm nothing. And what does that mean? It means to be completely indebted to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It means to realize everything I have is only from Hashem. That He runs the world. To be thankful for everything I have, every moment. To have ultimate Akar Satov. Because I'm Ayin without Him. As Leah by Yehuda finally has Akar Satov. She's a Shinatalti Yosir Michalki. I took more than I deserve. Till that point, she says, I deserve it. That means I'm Yesh, I'm something. When it's more than I deserve, I'm nothing. I don't deserve this. So, Srichim ben Yisrael, lachzer, listen to lachzer yesh layin. V'zeu atzmo kiyam hayesh b'zeh habitl shal yesh. Listen to what he says. The essence of being mekayim, the yesh that Hashem given you, is by being mevatel yesh. You know what Hashem wants from us? He created us, gave us a neshama. He wants us to be mevatel that. What does that mean? Yes, use it and serp, but recognize deep down, I'm nothing. Recognize deep down, I'm nothing. And then he ends, this is a remez, Yesh is Rashi Tevos, Yovel Shemitah. Why, what happens Yovel Shemitah? Yovel Shemitah, everything, I leave the land, I'm free, I don't work the land. I mean, I realize, what is that? Shabbos of the whole world, recognizing everything is Hashem. And it's all from Hashem. It's ultimate amun and bitachon. Yovel Shemitah, which is Yesh, my avoda is take the Yesh and turn it into Ayin. So comes with Kluger, and Kluger says so beautifully, listen closely. Man, it's incredible. You ready, Chavra? You can bring more water from the back room. Right. He says so beautifully. On Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu blew a neshama into us. And our avodah is to take that neshama and say, I realize, if it all came from you, I'm nothing without you. So we have to go, as the Sfasem is saying, and take that yesh back to Ayin. So if Hashem, with a neshama, blew a neshama into us to give us yesh, what do we do to go with yesh Ayin? We blow back. We take that nishima, which means lashon neshama, and we blow back. As if to say, here, take it back. It's a symbolism of saying, I'm nothing, I'm all you. Here, and blow that yesh back into ayin. We can't actually become ayin physically. but it's a representation of that. I'm blowing back. That's what I'm doing when I'm blowing shofar. When I'm blowing shofar, I'm blowing, taking the breath, taking the neshama and the neshima, and it's a representation and recognition that I'm nothing without Hashem. We started out by saying, the whole yantiv of Rosh Hashanah is HaMelech. But there's one mitzvah, shofar. People say shofar is to wake us up. Which it is as well. Wake us up to what? To HaMelech. How? Because that's exactly what the shofar, you understand the amkus of it, the depth of it. That's exactly what it's representing. Because it's taking that neshama that Hashem blew into us on this day and saying, no, it's all you, Rabbi Shalom. I'm blowing it back right at you. Right back at you. Incredible. I mean, what a beautiful way to think about this beautiful mitzvah of shofar. You know, there's a Gemara in Talmud. This whole back and forth, Daf Lamed Beis. And the Gemara talks about Alexander the Great, and how there was a kingdom that were asking. There were a lot of questions that Alexander the Great was asking these kingdom. Alexander was asking all these kingdom questions. One of the questions he said to them, Amr Lehem, Ma Yavid Inish V'Yechya. What should a person do and live? What does it mean to really live? What does it mean to truly live? Amr Le, they said to him, Yomis Atzma. Kill yourself. What does that mean? Yomis Atzma. Meaning realize I'm Ayin. I'm nothing. It doesn't mean physically kill yourself. Chas v'shalom. It means realize you're nothing and then you're actually alive. Ma Yavid Inish V'Yomis. What could a man do to die? Again, it doesn't mean physically. It means emotionally, spiritually. Yichyat atzma. Think you're something. The minute you think you're something, you're nothing. The minute you realize you're nothing, you're something. And that's exactly what the shofar does. That's exactly what we're trying to represent every time we blow shofar. We're blowing shofar just like the Rabbanu Shalom blew shofar. Blew into us, we blow back. And we're indebted to the Rabbanu Shalom. And you know what comes the byproduct of that is you really realize how much we're indebted to the Rabbanu Shalom. You really realize how much everything we is we are Rabbanu Shalom. Of course, then you're going to want to dive in better. You want to learn better. You want to keep shouting. Then I realize I owe you the world, Rabbanu Shalom. All the tshuva is going to stem from that in the most beautiful of ways. It's no question. It all stems from that Hakar Zatov. From that understanding of everything we are from Hashem. You know, one time there was a Talmud or a Chassid, whatever it was wanted to learn from the Chavetz Chaim how to daven. He wanted to see how the Chavetz Chaim davened. And he decided he's going to watch the Chavetz Chaim just daven like a complete Shemoneh Esrei. Maybe he davened earlier this time, whatever it was. And he watches the Chavetz Chaim and you know, watching him, it looked like anyone would daven Shemoneh Esrei. But then it went much, it was very, very long. Very long Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. So, at the end, the Talmud has a little bit of azus to Kedusha that a person needs to have. They went over to Chavetz Chaim and says, Rebbe, I watched Chavetz Chaim and it's nice and definitely. What kavanas is the Rebbe having that it takes him so long to daven Shemoneh Esrei? Like, I want to know what are the kavanas? Maybe I could have this kavanas, deep kavanas. He's thinking he's going to have, you know, like big kavanas of the Chavetz Mishnah, of Kabbalistic kavanas of all the Shemos and all that, right? Chavetz Chaim says, I'll tell you the truth. Really, most of Shemoneh Esrei, my whole kavanah is just pirush hamilim. Just thinking about what the words mean. And most of Shemoneh Esrei, you'd be surprised, they go through very, very quickly. No different than most people, probably. We daven too quickly, Shemoneh Esrei. We got to daven. You know, when I was in Eretz Yisrael a few weeks ago, the biggest chizik I got was tefillah. Anywhere you go, people daven. I was blown away. I went, the Minyan factory, like Shtiblach, it's like a Svarti place, I think, really, but that's right by the Shuk, like off Yafo, and they have like 24/7 nonstop Minyanim right there. Like, Moshe. What?
Zichron Moshe?
Not Zichron Moshe, Zichron Moshe is in Gula. On Yafo, yeah, near the right by the Shuk, it's across from Nachan Yehuda.
Yeah, yeah.
Right across from Nachan Yehuda. Zichron Moshe is all another story. That one night when I came back from the day we went down south, That's also, get back to that. Hold off on that one at a time. That was also just as much. All right, yeah. But this Machne Yehuda, this minion factory. I met Machne Yehuda with Mishbacha, and they're going around, of course, having to eat at every little place, you know. But no, it's beautiful. It's awesome. We love it. You know, that was like a few nights. Instead of doing dinner, we just went to Machne Yehuda, just ate at every place. You know, you have to start with the dairy for a while, and then you go and meet, and then by the time you, oh, Hashem, what a beautiful schluss. Anyways. So in the middle of it, like, everyone's just non-stop eating. I'm like, hey, let me go down mincha, you know. Take a break from the eating. So I go down mincha. And you think in that, you go into that mincha and you have all the storekeepers coming in and you have guys like in their paint suits and the chvesnish, the tailor and the shoemaker, you know. Like, it's like old school. It's like what you read in Europe. And mamish is like that there, you know. And you think you can daven, okay, I tell him, I'll be back in 10 minutes, you know, I'm nice, I'm mincha. And I go and I daven, and I'm in one of these like tiny little rooms, you know, but like 20 people in there. And Lamaisa, I finished my Shemoneh Esrei, and I'm the only one that finished. I look around, like, everyone's swaying. It's a regular, like, Tuesday afternoon. This is not, I'm not talking about, this wasn't El yet, even. This was, like, before. And Mamish David, and Tfil B'lachesh was 10 minutes. 10 minutes before they get up to Chazor Shachatz. No one's running anywhere. It's time to daven. It's time to really daven. Say every word. Think about every word. And the same thing was, by the way, Nasasvi, you bring up Zichron Moshe. So one night, I was basically down south in the day. We didn't get back to Yerushalayim until 1 o'clock in the morning. So I was in Mitzpeh Rimon, and there was no, Meirav yet. So we'll drop off the family. 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30, I go, where am I going to go? So I drive to Zichron Moshe. Packed, hundreds of people during Ben Zmanim. Hundreds. You think it's the middle day? I was down south of there. Why are hundreds of people didn't have Meirav yet? I have no idea. At 1 o'clock in the morning, but literally packed minyanim. But they're also, it's one, literally 1:30 in the morning, and Meirav was 18 minutes. You know, I don't want to say which of the mekaymos here. Halavai, you should have an 8-minute Meirav. You know, Hashem Yirachim. Be honest, like, people are davening. People are davening. It's incredible. We gotta daven. In order to daven, we don't know. It's Rosh Hashanah Kippur. We can daven. But we gotta daven always. When would you actually daven? If you feel you're indebted to the Rabbonu Shalom, you feel I'm Ayin without you. I owe you my life. I have the greatest life in the world. You gave it to me. Everything I am is from you. You gave me everything. So this Yiri asked the Chavetz Chaim. Why? So the Chavetz Chaim is saying, most of my Shemoneh Esrei, I just read pure Shemilim. That's it. No Kavanah or Shash over here, you know. But then I get up to Motim, and I have so much to be thankful for. The Rabbonu Shalom is so incredible. And I just have so much to list off and so much to think about. And my Motim takes me a tak of a very, very long time. That's why my Shemoneh Esrei is long. That's how you become a Chavetz Chaim. That's how you, if you feel that, if you feel HaMelech in your life, you feel indebted to the Rabbonu Shalom, you feel Ayin, you feel what we're supposed to feel in Rosh Hashanah, what the whole Yontif Tzuma Shoyom is about. You give back the Yeshin to Ayin. That's how you become a Chavetz Chaim. And that's the avodah of the shofar. The shofar is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I want to share another way the shofar is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I think it's very important. Just so that we talk about here, but not enough talk about enough. So the famous, you all know, little Chazara, but it's good before Rosh Hashanah. You all know that really Me'ikra Adin, through just you go through the Gemaras and you learn through the Psukim and the Drushas, Me'ikra Adin, all one would need to hear as far as blows on Rosh Hashanah is how many blows? 9 blows. Whoever knows this. 3 truas surrounded by tkiyas, right? Zehu. And that's all you would have to blow. Okay, we blow 100 and Svardin blow 101. But then, well, I'm not going to go through all the reasons that Lear from Vesasatan and Ema de Sisra. But now, Bizman Hazem, Me'ikra Din, how many do we blow? But Me'ikra Din, we will blow 30. Why? Because the Gemara goes through of a Safek, Pashapshat of the Gemara, how we all understood. Safek, we're not sure what a Trua is. Is a Trua what we call a Trua, 9 little sounds? Is a Trua what we call a Shvarim? Or is it Trua, the combination, Shvarim Trua? So to have 3, and you need 3 sets, 9 really, but 3 sets of Shvarim, 3 sets of Trua, 3 sets of Shvarim Trua, 30 sounds, right? 9, 9, 12. So Mikra Din, that's what we need. So if, for example, Lo Aleinu, God forbid, you're not able to make it to Davening Rosh Hashanah, and you have to hear someone blow shofar you later, you blow shofar. You don't have to blow 100 sounds. You blow 30 sounds. Those 30 sounds. Three sets of Shvarim, three sets of Truah, three sets of Shvarim, right? Good, we all know this. But listen to this rush. Listen to the rush. Because I always had this question, and this rush is crucial. Because really, we have a suffix in what a Truah is. Mamish has this special mitzvah one time a year, this big mitzvah, and we're not sure what really have that something. Yes, there's snakes that happen based on galus and right. Moshe Rabbeinu even forgot halachas. We know all, but lemaisa, we don't know what a true is. Like really, that really have had that happen. It's such a special mitzvah. We look forward to it all year, one time a year. You know, we know what a pre-eitz hadar for sure is. We don't know what a true is. So listen to the words of the Rosh. It's in Rosh Hashanah and Perek Dalet in Yud. Kosev Rav Hai b'tshuva. Al tachshivu ki nifla b'mei Rav Avo safek b'davar zeh. Don't think that suddenly it fell that Rav Avo was the one who said we should do all three sets because of the safek, by the way. Don't think that's when the safek, suddenly there was a safek in those days. Sherish Mishnayis Kodemes Achas Omer Shol Shavavos Achas Omer Shol Shavarim. The Kamar Abayeba. Please, I mean, we speak about all these possibilities way prior than Rav Avo. The Kachaya Davar Miyamim Kadmonim. This is how it was from the earlier days. Minog L'chol Yisrael Mehemos M'Truma Yivavos Kalos Mehemos Yivavos Kvedim Shein Shvarim Eilu Ve'Eilu Yoyti Ve'Chavasim Ki Shvarim Kvedim Truma Hein Yivavos Kalos Truas Hein. Really? They were just different Minhagim. And you could be Yotze Trua through a Shvarim, or you could be Yotze through a Trua, or you could be Yotze Trua through Shvarim Trua, basically. And different places did different things. Not a suffix, how to be Yotze. Basically, there were different ways to accomplish a Trua. Different places did a Shvarim, Trua, they're all a Shvarim, just a longer Trua, and it's all one. However, Vayadavar Nira Kechaluka, Abba Pishayna Chaluka. It looked like a machlokas, even though there was no machlokas. It wasn't machlokas. Elu Velu, they're both good, just different places, different things, and different menhagim. And he goes on to explain. And basically, right, he shows this through Amoraim and different things. Elamar Kiasrei, Omar Kiasrei. And then eventually, Kishavo, Ravavo, Rol, Takin, Takana. So why did Rav Avo change that? He said, there's no real machlokas, it's not based on suffix, it's not you could, if you did only did three groups of Shvarim for sure you're Yotze, you only did three groups of Trua for sure you're Yotze, you did three groups of Shvarim Trua for sure you're Yotze. But it doesn't look so good for Klal Yisrael. This place is doing this place, it looks like there's an argument going on. I don't want that to be, let's everybody do. That's what the Rush says. Is why we do what we do to be Mekayim Mitzvah Shofar. Important rush. I want to say something. It was based on something I learned from Fluger as well, but a little differently. In other words, you know what you see from here? If based on what we're saying, Shofar is being Mamlech Hashem. When we blow in the Shofar, we're saying Hashem is the King of all kings. And what we're saying is Hashem gave us everything we have. And through that, we're indebted to serve Hashem. And be the best person I can be, and the best Jew I can be. But you know what else that means? It means something else to be Mamlech Hashem. It means that if we're told that to be Mamlech Hashem, Hashem's kingdom could be very broad. Hashem's kingdom could be very broad. And to be Mamlech Hashem in the proper way, first step means I realize I'm nothing without Him. You know what the second step means? It means that a Yid wearing a shtreimel with a bekisha, and a Yid wearing a kippah srugah with a polo shirt, and a Yid, even perhaps without even a yarmulke, but walking the streets of Tel Aviv, are all part of the Am of Hashem. Are all there. And Elu Velu Divrei Rav Chaim, as far as obviously you're within the confines of Halacha, which have some level, listen, we don't say there were a few accepted Menhagim that Rav Chaim Truma. If you did some, there wasn't some random sound that made no sense. There has to be some broad overview, and that's Torah that tells us right from wrong. But within that, within Ashkaf and within the different drachim, the 12 shvatim, and the shivim palnim of Torah, and all are precious, Takash Baruch Hu. Hashem is the melech malchem lachim that can have a very broad nation. That's something very, very beautiful. That's something very beautiful. And not to have to be somewhere you're not, but to be true to who you are. And realize you're part of that nation. And find yourself. And not have to fit into a box. It destroys me. And I hear of certain yeshivas, certain places that are pushing hashkafa and that only a certain way of dress, a certain way of Maven Yavin. And they're all beautiful, but you have to be emes to yourself. You have to be kovet im Torah. You have to daven. You have to keep Shabbos. Keep Allah. Keep be a bal chesed. And find yourself. And realize that a shvarim, a true shvarim, they're all good. They're all good. That's what it's telling you. They're all good. How many blows do we actually blow? The minhag of Ashkenazim is 100 blows. 100 blows. And we know the straight aim of the sister, which I don't want to get into right now. I was thinking maybe there's another lesson. We said it once here before. I think not this past lachol. I think two lachols ago, if I'm not mistaken. Very special Torah. Avram Avinu was the very first Jew. Avram Avinu was the very first Jew. The very first Yid. Avram Ivri. So seemingly the first words to the very first Jew are powerful words. What are the very first words to the very first Jew, Chevra? What are the very first words that we know in the Torah to the very first Jew? Because seemingly those are very important words for each and every one of us to build a foundation. Anyone know? Thank you. Very beautiful. Was that the Hill of Moshe Eliezer? Lech Lecha. Most you learn, Lech Lecha me'aretcha 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 me'aretcha, leave your homeland to a place where I want you to go. Pashup Shat. Remove yourself from a bad environment and be in Eretz Yisrael in a good environment. Maybe a call for every one of us to be in Eretz Yisrael, but then for another time we can talk about more in depth. But let's take the first two words in a vacuum. You know what maybe he was telling Avinu, the very first word? Lech lecha, go to yourself. Go be yourself. Be true to yourself. Don't have to wear a particular shirt because other people do it. Don't have to act in another way, a certain way because certain people do. Be MS to yourself. Lech lecha. Me'artcha. Me'alarcha betzvicha. Meaning, don't be from that. Meaning, move away from that. Don't think just because your environment is a certain way, you have to be like that. Like your family is a certain way, you have to be like that. Lech lecha. Go be true to yourself. Those are the first words. Because we're only going to be besimcha in life. And only be true to why Hashem placed me in this world if I'm true to myself. Lech lecha. What's gematria lech lecha? Lamechav, no? 100. Maybe. The 100 koilos that we blow, it's to be merames to lech lecha. To remind us, you're being mamlech Hashem. You're being mamlech Hashem. To your mamlech Hashem, first of all, blow back and yesh, back to ayin. But now, be mamlech Hashem and realize he's your king, your personal king. In the way that you live your life, be true to yourself. And Rosh Hashanah is this time when we analyze and we think and we want to be better and it's beautiful and wonderful. But always be true to yourself. Always be true to yourself. I think there's one other lesson in this rush. One other big lesson in this rush that we have to walk away from. Many of Mepharshim bring out, and it's very obvious. I think it's Pashit, that when you look at shofar blowing, we start with a tekiya, then we go into some level of trua, then we go back to a tekiya. And that's symbolizing our life. That every single one of us started straight. We started pure. Hashem gave us a neshama. He gave us a guf. And we were pure. And we were in yeshiva. And sadly, every one of us on different levels have brokenness. We don't live up to who we're supposed to be. And we're working on ourselves. That's just the facts of life. Be honest. Be real. Nobody's perfect. The avodah is to get back to the best of our ability and be mashlim ourselves and get back to the tekiya. So we start tekiya, then we realize life is full of shvarim and truas, and the avodah is get back to a tekiya. But again, like we just said, there are a lot of different types of truas. and so to Hashem. Some people think, you know, yeah, I'm broken, but I'm so much more broken than Yanim, than him. And Hashem might accept him back, but my brokenness and what I did this year and how I didn't live up to myself, it's so far, it's mamish. Hashem accepts all the different truas and all the different shvarims, really. They're all emes. That's what the Rosh is telling us. Meaning Hashem's kingdom is so big and he's so full of rachamim that he could accept every type of brokenness back. You're never too far. And you could always get back to that tekiah. Whether it's a shvarim dik of brokenness, whether it's a truadik of brokenness, whether it's a shvarim truadik of, no matter what, I could always get back to that tekiah. And it's not just to a tekiah, it's going to be to a tekiah gedola. We have to believe that. We have to believe that and therefore be mamlech Hashem in such a way, each and every one of us. And realize that shofar blowing is be mamlech Hashem, and it's all avodah of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, yet we're not doing all the tshuva, I'm not analyzing everything we did this year. We're just trying to make Hashem the king of all kings over us. And realize that He gives us everything, and everything's dependent on Him. And we're ayin, we're nothing without Him. And realize that within that, He's the king of every type of yid. And I could be that, and I want to be true to myself. And I'm going to find truth this year, and not try to be someone I'm not. Lech lecha. And don't worry about it. Whatever we've done, whatever we need fixing it, Hashem's ready to take us back. Any type of shvarim, any type of trua. He's the melech malchim lachim. But He's not just the melech malchim lachim. He's not just Malkeinu, He's Avinu. And Avinu is ready to take every single one of us back, no matter what brokenness there is. I happened to read a story that I read years ago. I forgot this story, it was years ago. Man, such a powerful story. There was a Yid Meir Halberstam. And he was a grandson of a Rebbe of Sinai Halberstam, the Zimmergerd Rebbe. Zimmergerd Rebbe. And they were in the 1940s. They were in Siberia. They were in Siberia going through backbreaking labor. And it was Elul time. And his grandfather, Meir was 13, his grandfather somehow snuck in, had in Siberia a shofar. And that shofar was passed down, a very special shofar, like generation to generation. The previous rabbis of their... He had this shofar. And they were talking, him and his grandfather, how are they going to blow shofar? But they have the shofar, but they can't blow shofar. If they were caught blowing shofar, it's going to be churban. Couldn't keep any Torah mitzvahs. And Meir saw how badly his grandfather wanted to blow shofar. A couple nights before Rosh Hashanah, he came up with a plan. Meir, he didn't tell anyone about this. He didn't even tell his grandfather. Late one night, he stayed up late one night until he watched the guards. The guards were drinking and were drunkards and they fell asleep. They were out cold. It was like 3 a.m. They were all out cold. And he knew he had his opportunity. What was the opportunity? He climbed up to the big tower where in Siberia, where they were, they had this big bell. And this bell was they rung every single morning to wake up all of the prisoners, all of the Yidden. They would ring this bell. So we went up 3 a.m. and the bell was tied up with this big rope, and he let loose the rope and he let the bell fall down from the tower and smashed into pieces. And he quietly, quickly ran back and went to sleep. The guards wake up in the morning. And there's no bell. They don't know how they don't know what happened. They're angry that someone did it, whatever. But no one knows. No one saw. He did it so quietly. And now, they're not sure. They overhear the guards and the commander. How are they going to start? How are they going to wake up the prisoners now? That was their way of waking up the prisoners. So Meir's uncle goes to the commander. And Meir's uncle says, you know, we brought with us, because it was part of our profession, whatever it was, I have a shepherd's horn. And maybe we could blow the shepherd's horn. And the commander says, yeah, bring me the shepherd's horn. The uncle goes to his father, meaning Meir's grandfather, and gets the shofar and says, here. And the guard, this commander, tries to blow the shofar, but he didn't know how to blow the shofar. Nothing's coming out. Maybe it was a miracle. Nothing. Mamash isn't coming out. So the uncle says, oh, The uncle says, my father is a professional shepherd horn blower, whatever, you know, a professional blower. Maybe in the morning he'll blow the shofar. Well, I'm not saying shofar. Maybe he'll blow the horn. If you want, he'll wake up until you get a new bell. You'll get a new bell, but at least until now, I'll fight. He says, yeah, bring him to me. They bring the older of Sinai, so they test him out. The next morning, in Siberia, the first morning of Rosh Hashanah, every single yid was woken up hearing a shofar blow. Kachavi, this was told over by Meir's daughter. Every yid in Siberia heard a shofar blow to wake them up. And they were woken up. And you know what they were reminded? Imagine what they were reminded when they heard that shofar on the first morning of Rosh Hashanah. You know what they were reminded? In that moment, and they were still in the Gehenna Mal Aretz at that point. They're reminded from the shofar the same way that Rav went to 9/11 and in that moment of Gehenna yelled out, HaMelech! You know what? There's a king. And I don't know what's going on now, and I don't know why, but I know that there's a bonus from the run of the world, and I'm indebted to him. And we as well, Baruch Hashem, we're not going through a tragedy of 9/11 in the world right now, or whatever it might be, but everybody in their own way has their challenges. We have real challenges. And we have a lot that we have to overcome. And a lot that we need to work on, and a lot of brokenness. Comes Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah as we started out, it's going to be a change. And the way we're going to start changing by a recognition through shofar and through the tefillas, this is Melech Malchem Lachem that's running the world. And that Melech Malchem Lachem that's running the world gave us everything that we have. We're ayin without him. And our avodah is just to give to him and believe in him. And with that, we know Hashem, hopefully Bez Hashem is Baruch Hu, see that we all come to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our tefillas, with the shofar. He's going to watch over us. He's going to give to us. And Bez Hashem, we all be zoicha to ksiv chsim ha-toyva, a gug ben jyar, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of refuos, a year of yeshuos, for each and every one of you, your families, and all of Klal Yisrael. Amen.